Is this Jeff Fisher? Is that him?
Yeah, not the coach of the St. Louis Rams.
Coach, are you there?
I am.
Jeff, thank you for sending me these.
You're very welcome.
A couple of things, though. What is the name of your company? Cleveland Running Company.
Cleveland Running Company in Shaker Heights, yep.
I would imagine they take a little getting used to, right?
They take a lot of getting used to.
Okay, okay. Because that's what I'm experiencing. I just did a quick sprint down the mall and back, and I will admit, lightest thing I've ever worn. I mean, you talk about barefoot. This is barefoot. It's like running barefoot. And I have run on the beach barefoot on vacation, but found that I can't run very far. Jeff, what about the shoes that I wear, the standard Asics or the Nike Lunars or the whatever? You're saying technically for your feet, these are better.
Well, it's kind of like strength training for your feet, Tony. Most of us runners, we'll do sit-ups, we might do push-ups, we might lift weights, but we never do anything to strengthen our feet and lower legs. And the typical traditional running shoe has so much structure to it that your foot is actually limited in what it can do. The foot itself, the muscles in the feet, the shoe's doing all the work. So what the Five Fingers concept is to allow your foot complete mobility, complete motion, have those muscles fire that aren't doing a whole lot, and hopefully we can avoid a lot of knick-knacky injuries like shin splints.
Really? So Jeffrey, when I go and run today, I did not run this morning because we were casinoed out last night, but when I go to run, I'm going to wear these. I'm going to try them. Now, I just run like I normally run. There's people want to know if I run outside, if I step on something, I mean, is it, dangerous or?
Well, again, Tony, when we sell these, we tell people your first run is going to be 5 minutes long, and that's max. After that, put your old shoes on because you're not strong enough yet to handle these. So, and running normally, like you normally do with a big long stride and your heel striking the ground first, is actually not the way to run in these.
Mm.
So it's shorten up.
I did. Funny you say that. I did find myself on the balls of my feet a lot more.
Perfect.
For whatever reason.
Well, that's your body's natural, natural movement saying, hey, you know what? It kind of hurts to strike on my heel, so you're going to naturally pull your foot back, land on the ball of your foot, keep your foot underneath your body. Your knee will become a shock absorber. And that's how you would run barefoot, and that's why we call it natural running.
And, Jeffrey, I will tell you, they do look really weird. Not weird. I just, it's something you got to get used to. Where do they go for, Jeff? How much a pair of these go?
Anywhere from 90 to 120.
Okay.
Total,
Okay. I appreciate it so much. Again, Cleveland Running Company in beautiful Shaker Heights.
There you go. If you want any advice in running in them, Tony, please let us know. I would highly recommend for your running to try to do about 10% of your miles a week in a pair of those, and you'll see your feet and lower legs get a lot stronger.
Well, I would like that, especially for golf, Jeff. So much of the swing is, your base and your balance, and that would really help. But you're saying don't run all your running in these.
Not at first.
Okay.
Most people who are doing all their running, it takes them about a year to get there.
Wow. Wow, so it's a big adjustment.
It's a big adjustment. We've been in shoes that have been doing all the work for us for 30 years.
Sure. Yep. Funny you say that. I just sprinted a couple, and I already, my calves are I swear to God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go easy on your calves. Everybody who says they hurt their calves, it's usually because they try to do too much too fast.
Okay. I appreciate it, Jeffrey. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Tony.
Okay,
thanks.
There he is, Jeff Fisher.